Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. A lot of softball talk today on the show. Coming up later, we'll talk with Grundy Center High School softball coach Andy Lebo. Right now, in the North Iowa Cedar League, we are talking with Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman. Wolverines have a huge game tonight against Waterloo Columbus. So we'll talk about that and the Wolverines, who are 14-3 right now, 6-0 in the North Iowa Cedar League Central Division. And Coach Randy Ullman joins us right now. Coach Ullman, how you doing today? Thanks so much for your time.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, looking forward to learning more about your team. 6 wins straight and a doubleheader sweep of Applington Parkersburg last night. Let's start there. What did you see from your team last night and how they were able to get the job done against the Falcons?
Honestly, we were very patient at the plate. I think that a couple times when we've struggled this year, we've had slower pitchers, and so we struggled to keep our hands back and not pop the ball up, and we didn't do that last night. We did a great job of being patient and seeing the ball and really just putting it in play.
Kind of backing up and taking a larger look at your team through 17 games, through that body of work, Coach Ullman, what have you liked most that you've seen from your Wolverines?
Honestly, the fact that they play as a team. Everybody has a role, whether you're in the dugout or on the field, and these girls just love being around each other, and they love supporting each other, and they, no matter who's up at the bat or in the field, they want them to be successful. And I think that we can all agree in the world of female athletics and even just high school girls, sometimes that can be hard, that chemistry with a team. And these girls, they have it. They really enjoy being around each other and supporting and just being each other's biggest cheerleaders.
That's really neat to hear, especially because when you look at your roster, it's not like you've got a big chunk of juniors or seniors or something like that where they grew up maybe all playing travel ball together or something like that. You've got eighth graders, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, a senior. You've got young ladies from all different ages, really, from top to bottom on your team. How do you think that chemistry was able to get to where it's at then?
You know, we had open gyms this spring, and everybody really just bought in and wanted everyone to get better, and they helped the younger girls. And when we've had little hiccups, don't get me wrong, we've had hiccups, but we deal with them right away, and we talk them through, and we work it out. We don't let things build up and come to a big explosion. We just deal with it when it happens, and I think that's a huge part of it as well, is just making sure we're all holding each other accountable.
I've been having a great time learning about all these great teams, whether it be softball or baseball, Coach Ullman, in the North Iowa Cedar League. And there's no one way to get the job done in the NICL. So what can you tell us in terms of what is the best version of your Dyke New Hartford softball team? What does their brand of softball look like when it's at its best?
We're gritty. We might have an error here or there, but then we pick somebody up somewhere else. Example, last night our pitcher walked a girl. She tried to steal second base. Peyton Nolan throws her out. Taylor Qualley sticks a great tag on her, and we pick each other up. So I think that any given night, anyone on our team can really step up and be that leader for us. And that has been not the case in the past. Mm-hmm. In the past, we've really relied on one or two people, and that's been our Achilles heel. And this year, that's not the case. We have any given night, somebody can really step up and we can call upon them. Or last night, I had a bunch of girls pinch hit and came through for us and did a great job.
When it comes to the fact that postseason is somehow drawing near, I don't know how I'm already saying that, Coach
yeah.
Ullman, but I know we had a story earlier this week about how district assignments were out for classes 1A through 4A in baseball. And, you know, it's less than a month away. So, you know, you've got a pretty good sample size of what you've seen from your team. Is there something that you and your staff have talked about where you go, man, we're playing really good softball, but if maybe we get a little bit better at this or sharpen up a little bit here, you know, we're going to be that much harder to beat come the postseason?
Oh, definitely. We've just talked about defense. We need to sharpen some things up there and just make sure that we are doing fundamentally sound things. So making those routine plays and not overplaying it. So, you know, just don't throw the ball around. Make an error. Let's not let it bleed. The other thing, too, is just a couple things at the plate, just making sure that we are not getting ourselves too big of a hole starting there. Just talked about being a little bit more aggressive and seeing the ball and laying off the rise ball, laying off on the changeup that you don't want. Just really focusing on what your pitch is and knowing what your pitch is and what you're looking for.
When it comes to making those improvements, though, I think softball and baseball coaches have it more difficult than any other high school sports in Iowa because the games are so frequent, there's so few days off, and a lot of times you want to give your student-athletes a day off so maybe they can be, you know, a kid in the summer. But then again, I always think back to playing high school baseball, and it seemed like there was like one or two or maybe three practices that you could look back on late in the season and go, that was a really important practice. It's funny how that works out, I think, from baseball and softball to compared to other sports.
Oh, definitely. Our June, with a couple makeup games we've had, we have two practices in June. That's it. Hmm. And so, you know, when you have to make these corrections, it's kind of like, hey, you've got to come in a little bit early, or we've really talked about the girls when they're on the tees before the game that you might not get to go in a pair, because sometimes that when you go in a pair, you end up just chatting it up and you need that time to really focus. So being off by yourself for the tee sometimes is what we need to do to really get ourselves focused, brought back into where we need them to be. And you're right, there's not a lot of time that goes, and there's not a lot of time to recover too. And we really preach this week with the heat, hydrate yourself.
Yeah.
Stay inside as long as possible. I mean, we got the field ready last night for the game tonight so that we didn't have to be out there early in the heat getting the field ready. You know, just some of those things you have to do to keep yourself going in times like this.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, our guest right now. A big game coming up tonight between the Wolverines and Waterloo Columbus Sailors. We'll talk about that here in just a few moments with Coach. But, Coach, how did you go about talking about expectations, if you did at all, about, you know, season-long expectations before the season began? And a big reason why I've been asking the North Iowa Cedar League coaches about this is I couldn't blame anybody if it was just, hey, let's just work on getting better every day. We know we're good, and let's see where that takes us, because it's like the NICL is like a season-long state tournament of its own.
I mean, it's crazy this year. I have said that. On any given night, somebody can get beaten. The pods that we have this year are a little bit different than we've done in the past. So it's like sometimes you're like, wait, is that person even in our quote-unquote conference pod?
Yeah.
It's just you're not really sure sometimes. And it really is. Our conference as a whole is tough. You have South Hardin, East Marshall, Grundy, Hudson, Jessup, Denver, Sumner. I mean, top to bottom, all over the place, there's tough games. And that's kind of the expectation that I told the girls this year. I said, here's the thing. We're going to play some of these teams three, even four times. We played Hudson four times this year.
Mm-hmm.
But this is only going to make us better, no matter what our record is in season, for our postseason play. And that's really the expectation we took on the year is, you know what? Doesn't matter where you finish in the season, it's where you finish postseason. And I think that was kind of a message that you see every year. Is you have teams that maybe only lose four games, and then they lose in postseason before you even make it to state. So we really focused on that we want to win conference, we want to win games, obviously, but it's more important in July to be winning games.
You mentioned your lone senior, Taylor Cavalli, made a great tag in that game, in one of those games against Applington Parkersburg last night. What a great season that she's having, hitting .424 with a pair of home runs. Can you just tell us about the contributions Taylor makes in the field? And, of course, like I alluded to there, you know, what she's done to be able to produce at such a high level in the batter's box.
Taylor's a worker. She is a four-sport athlete. She'll go to track meets and come back, and she'll come to the field and hit buckets of balls. She's always working. She's playing ball in the off season. She is encouraging others to come to open gyms. She's very, very much somebody who wants everyone else around her to get better, too. I would really say that she has opened up a lot of the game for the girls as well. Like, she can be on third base, and there's a grounder hit to third, and she'll mess with that third baseman enough to make them get your teammate safe and then still get back to third or score on that. So she really helps her other teammates to get on base as well, and then her speed opens things up for us on the base path. Defensively, she shores up a huge part of our field on the left side. She's pretty reliable, and she's always talking, letting people know where we're going. She just works at it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of great intangibles there, along with some excellent physical talent, too, for Taylor Cavalli. And you've got a really talented roster. It does stick out, though, Coach Ullman, that you've got a pair of eighth graders that are having outstanding seasons. Abby Jensen's hitting over 400. Faith Gray's hitting a little under 400. And she's given a lot of contributions in the circle, nearly or just above 40 innings pitched with a really good ERA. What can you say about Abby and Faith and maybe how they might have, as I imagine, exceeded your expectations coming into this season?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, there was a lot of expectation for Faith coming into this year, a lot of talk about how great she's going to be and all this stuff, and she is. She's another one who works a lot in the off season to get better and to be prepared. So it's been really good to have her to kind of split games with Madison Teal there. And then you have Abby Jensen, and she's just an all-around athlete. She's quick. We've got her in right field right now. She covers a lot of ground. We're still working a little bit on judging some balls there, but, again, eighth grader. With her batting, we've really worked on just sitting back and letting it come to her. Sometimes she gets a little anxious and just wants to go up there and just go right at it. But when she sits back and really gets her hands through, it's a hard line drive hit, and she's done a great job for us in that five spot.
Coach, as I've touched on a couple times here, there's never a night off in the NICL, but this is a really big game tonight. Regular season being what it is, this one against Waterloo Columbus has to be one of the better softball games across our beautiful state of Iowa tonight. First place on the line in the NICL Central. What's it going to take to get a W against Coach Olmsted Sailors?
We are going to have to be pretty good on defense, to be honest with you. I think that hitting, I'm confident our girls are going to come ready to hit tonight. And then defensively, they're going to get hits. They're a good batting team. And so they're going to get their hits, and it's just how we react to that and keep them at minimum bases off from those hits. I really think it's going to come down to that.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, thanks so much for your time today, Coach. Real pleasure learning more about your team. Best of luck. Best of health the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks for having us and giving the girls some coverage.
Hey, absolutely. Our pleasure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Dyke New Hartford softball coach Randy Ullman, kind enough to join us on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Yeah, it cannot be said enough how big of a game that is tonight between the Wolverines and Sailors. And I'll be interested to see how that one plays out for sure. We're going to keep talking softball here after the break. Radio Iowa Sports coming up with Todd Kim on the other side. Grundy Center softball coach Andy Lebo joins us next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.